one wishes to think clearly and carefully about something. In this case, however, Mr. Okada, and I know this will sound as if I am prying, were you not somewhere very far away?
Well, not so very far away, I said with deliberate ambiguity. I switched the receiver from my left hand to my right. How can I put this? I was in a somewhat cut-off place. I really can't go into it, though, in great detail. I have my reasons, and I only got back a little while ago. I'm too tired for long explanations.
Of course, Mr. Okada, I understand. Everyone has their reasons. I will not press you to explain. You must be very tired indeed. I can tell from the sound of your voice. Please do not concern yourself about me. I should not be bothering you with a lot of questions at a time like this. I am terribly sorry. We can always discuss this matter at a more appropriate time. I know it was terribly rude of me to ask such a personal question, but I do so only because I was worried that something very bad had happened to you over the past few days.
I tried to make an appropriate response, but the little noise that came from my throat sounded less like a response than the gasp of an aquatic animal that had breathed the wrong way. Something very bad, I thought. Of all the things that were happening to me, which were bad, and which were not bad? Which were all right, and which were not all right? Thank you for being so concerned about me, I said, getting my voice to work properly. But I'm fine at the moment. I can't say that something good has happened to me, but there's been nothing especially bad either.
I am glad to hear that.
I'm just tired, that's all, I added. Multicano made a dainty little sound of clearing her throat.
By the way, Mr. Okada, I wonder if you might have noticed any major physical change during the past few days?
A physical change? In me?
Yes, Mr. Okada, some kind of change in your body?
I raised my face and looked at my reflection in the glass patio door, but I couldn't make out anything that could be called a physical change. I had scrubbed every part of my body in the shower, but had noticed nothing then either. What kind of change did you have in mind? I asked.
I have no idea what it might be, but it should be very obvious to anyone who looks at you.
I stretched my left hand open on the table and stared at the palm, but it was just my usual palm. It had not changed in any way that I could perceive. It had not become covered in gold foil, nor had it developed webs between the fingers. It was neither beautiful nor ugly. When you say that it should be very obvious to anyone who looks at me, what do you mean? Something like wings sprouting on my back?
It could be something like that,
said Multicano in her usual even tone.
Of course, I mean that as one possibility.
Of course, I said.
So then, have you noticed some such change?
Not really. Not so far, at least. I mean, if wings had sprouted on my back, I couldn't help but notice, don't you think?
Of course,
said Multicano.
But do be careful, Mr. Okada. To know one's own state is not a simple matter. One cannot look directly at one's own face with one's own eyes, for example. One has no choice but to look at one's reflection in the mirror. Through experience, we come to believe that the image is correct, but it is just a belief.
I'll be careful, I said.
I do have one more thing I would like to ask you, Mr. Okada. For some time now, I have been unable to establish contact with my sister, Krita, just as I lost contact with you. It may be a coincidence, but I find it very strange. I was wondering if, perhaps, you might have some knowledge of the circumstances behind this.
Krita Kano?
Yes,
said Multicano.
Does anything come to mind in that regard?
No, nothing came to mind, I replied. I had no clear basis for thinking so, but I felt that for the time being, it would be better if I said nothing to Multicano about the fact that I had not long ago spoken with Krita Kano in person, and that immediately afterwards she had disappeared. It was just a feeling.
Krita was worried about having lost contact with you, Mr. Okada. She went out last night, saying that she planned to visit your home and see what she could find there, but even at this late hour she has not returned, and for some reason I can no longer sense her presence.
I see. Well, if she should happen to come here, I'll tell her to contact you right away, I said. Maltacano remained silent.